Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
My morning mental routine is pretty similar every single day, but not today. So this morning when I woke up, and much like every other day, what I normally do as soon as my eyes open now, I have trained myself to immediately, first thing I do is go into gratitude mode, right? And I will call it what you will. I pray. I pray to God and I thank him. I got healthy kids, right? Career is flourishing. I work with people that I genuinely like a lot, right? I had something happened in the gym yesterday that I'll share with you guys later that really warmed my heart also. So I usually do that every single morning. However, this morning was different. When I opened my eyes, the first thing was a curse word. It was actually the second word. It was, F. Thinking that around 7:20 this morning, two of the four of us are going to have to be outside almost naked in what appears to be, I think, 18-degree weather.
Oh, no, my car said 14 on the way in this morning.
14-degree weather. Mm-hmm. So let me give you a little insight. We're on these brainstorming sites for radio people, right? And we share ideas, they share idea. One came across our eyes.
Yours.
My eyes. which could have been poo-pooed, I guess. That was, what are we calling it, the face-off?
The freeze face-off.
Freeze face-off, which we're going to do this morning. And I think it came from like a morning show in Wisconsin or something like that, where it's cold 11 months out of the year. They get 4 weeks to be by a pool. And the rest is just 100% winter.
The rest are wearing parkas.
So it seemed like a really fun bit at the time. And the bit was two of the hosts go downstairs. They probably have a show much like ours also, except theirs is called The Breakfast Club. Hi, welcome to the Breakfast Flakes, everybody, from Wisconsin. And two of the four hosts go downstairs. They take pop culture questions, and whoever misses one of the questions, gets it wrong, has to take off one piece of clothing.
And if you get it right, the person you're going against has to take off a piece of clothing.
Seemed like a really great idea at the time. Oh my God, this would be so fun. So I send it to these guys. We all take a look at it in our brainstorming, and I didn't hear too many complaints about it. I mean, there were some yawns.
Those were the complaints.
Don't forget, your name is on the show.
Well, there have been plenty of times where I come in here with an idea, and you're like, nope. All of you guys are like, no.
That is accurate.
No. There was no hard no on this one. It was more of a, okay, we got to do what we got to do. It's radio.
It seems pretty harmless.
No, it doesn't now. No, it really doesn't. On game day, it's very, very different. So as I look around the studio this morning, it's really pretty funny. Because I have about, I don't know, 76 pounds of clothes in the left corner of the studio that I will get into if I am chosen today. Kristen came in here. I mean, you tell them what you're wearing.
I'm already wearing mine because it's on average 64 degrees in the studio. So I'm like, maybe today I'll actually be warm in the studio.
So I have my one-piece bathing suit on, my thermal underwear, my hoodie.
I have tights and then pants over top of that. I wore my thick socks and my thickest shoes.
Now, keep in mind, Kristen doesn't even know she's going to be competing yet today.
No,
Mo doesn't know. Abby doesn't know. I don't even know. Uh-huh. But Mo walked in here looking like he's set to go outside right now.
I'm ready to go. I got on a t-shirt under a thermal, under a hoodie. I wore a jacket over the hoodie. I got on some pants, two pair of pants, and some tights and trunks.
I'm dressed exactly how my mother used to send me to middle school when it got cold.
In the middle of New York. Yeah.
All right, Abby?
For me, well, first of all, I thought we had agreed on everyone wearing the exact same amount of clothing. So I only wore what was on the list.
Yeah.
So I got my bathing suit on. I got a sports bra on over it. Mm-hmm. I got my bike shorts on over the bathing suit. Mm-hmm. I have my new matching track suit from Amazon, which I panic bought over the weekend when I saw it was going to be 13 degrees. Today, I've got my compression socks on from my nose job, and I've got some gloves in my bag, so I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I got my gloves too. I forgot about that.
Yeah, and I think the rules are the same. You said 10 pieces of clothing, and it was very specific: gloves, socks, couple of pairs of pants, couple of t-shirts, bathing suit for the women to go under, dude down to either a bathing suit or their drawers, mm-hmm. socks, shoes, jacket.
Correct.
So we're all wearing the same amount of clothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just some of us are wearing it now.
Yes. No, we all are, except for
not.
You.
Yeah, I'm not. I got a whole wardrobe I am changing into. I figured, look, if I'm not selected, I don't want to be in the studio all morning long in that hotness, even though it is so cold in here.
Oh, no, I actually feel almost warm.
I was with Kristen. I'm like, yeah, I think actually this will work better for the studio.
The thermometer in the studio says it's colder than it's ever been. It says it's 60 degrees. Normally it's around like 64.7.
They've tried to explain to us why they can't put heat in here, and I think the truth is they are just hoping that we break our contracts.
There's no vents. Isn't that a part of it?
Because none of the reasoning makes any like engineering sense to us at all.
Well, there's no heating vent, but we're trying to say, well, there's got to be heating a unit, right? Like there has to be like a giant tube that puts heat in the rest of the building. So can't we take one of these ceiling tiles out and just put a vent into one of like the existing giant pipe that's going through? But yeah, no.
You know, I've seen enough like old movies about New York and Philly where they put a steel drum or a garbage can in like in the road, uh-huh. and there's like six guys around it because there's a fire in it.
Yes.
Which I have proposed we do in here.
Yeah.
Okay. We need to do something.
Well, if we don't have vents, there's no ventilation for the smoke. So I'm going to go ahead and say that's not a great idea.
I mean, choose what you want to die from. Hypothermia?
I want to die
or smoke inhalation.
From heated blankets that they won't let us plug in.
Right. Same.
Okay, so Cassie, this will be on Insta Live. Where are we doing this today?
We are filming it, so we will have a video posted up on Facebook. Actually, I like the idea of going live better. We're going to go live.
Oops.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for suggesting that. So don't mess up.
Okay.
Facebook Live?
Yep. All right. We'll do Facebook Live.
I cannot guarantee that curse words will not come out of my mouth, but you do you.
We are on the radio.
I don't know when you're panicking like that. That's like asking me like not to cuss when the plane is going down.
Gotcha, Tommy.
You're piloting the plane.
I'll be ready.
I'm sorry. Every man and woman for himself if I'm the pilot.
Sorry, you guys at 32C. You're on your own.
You better not be working for Alaska Airlines. That's all I gotta say.
That's the best case scenario, that just one door.
One door comes off, yeah.
The Burt Show.